Thanks, Black Flag. Would you like to introduce yourselves for us?
Hey, I'm Greg Ginn.
What do you play, Greg?
Guitar.
I'm Henry Rollins. I sing.
I'm Bill. I play drums.
I'm Kira. I play the bass.
So are you guys a serious band?
Yeah, we're serious about our thing. I mean, we practice every day. And
we're serious about being effective at what we do. Sometimes that doesn't mean being serious every second, but if you're serious every second out of a certain amount of time, then pretty soon what serious is gets, like, lowered and people don't take you seriously.
Greg, I noticed both you and Henry use the word effective in terms of your music. What are you trying to affect? What are you trying to change with your music? What would you like to bring about?
There's a lot of different elements to it. Like I was talking about the physical thing about music. There's just being effective. You can be effective at just getting off on a real physical pounding level. Like, let's say, like a band like AC/DC. You know, they might have their heads cut off or whatever. But there's different ways that we try to be effective. It's not one thing, you know.
We just try and go the distance in any possible way, you know, just to play hard as you can, as tight as you can, and, you know, move people, move yourselves, you know, you just try and get the whole place off, you know.
Well, let's talk about the album you just put out called My War. What do you guys think about that album? Are you happy with it?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I like it, too.
It sounds real good on my end. I've been listening to it for the past few days.
Oh, thanks.
A lot of people were worried that your slower stuff wouldn't be accepted. Do you have fears of this?
No.
Or do you not care?
No.
What do you mean? We've all accepted it. All four of us.
Yeah, all four of us accepted.
All that matters.
You know, as a fan, those songs always hit me the hardest. The slow ones. I mean, those were always the ones that I just was completely knocked over with. You know, so I can only say that playing them is even more so.
That's what people tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very, very heavy to listen to.
How did you happen to come into the band, Kara?
I just knew these guys. I found out they needed a bass player. I was in the right place. We played. It was fun.
What do you see as the future of Black Flag? Where do you want to go from here?
We want to put out
millions.
We've been in this legal thing.
Billions.
A lot of people are familiar with that.
Trillions.
We spent a couple years, you know, it was 24 months before, or 27 months, something like that, between our Damaged album and My War. And so we're going to do a lot of stuff. We've got a lot of songs and a whole lot more ideas that we want to work through. And now that our legal problems are over, we can do a lot of stuff recording-wise. And so we're going to be a lot more active in terms of our public profile and putting out records. We've been preparing for a couple of years, and now we're going to go through an attack phase.
Henry, your tattoos are famous around here. I've seen a number of people with Black Flag tattoos. How do you feel about that?
Kira's got a new
She's
tattoo.
She's got one. Greg has one in a place that he's just not going to show us right now. Only his hairdresser knows for sure. I think it's real wild. I mean, I see a lot of them, you know. It's just, it's hectic,
you
know.
This one guy sent me a picture, and he's got this tattoo on his arm. It's got the four bars, and it's, like, real big. And this big old, you know, flip-off finger, like, you know, on my rules. And it's real big. I mean, it takes up his whole arm, and you just look at it, and you just go, like, yeah.
But on the other, but on his other arm, he's got one, too.
Someone.
He's got another set of bars on the other arm.
What?
I've seen him at our shows, yeah.
I've seen,
like, all these bikers with Black Flag bars. The guy who does my tattoos has them. His wife has them. His father has them. The other guy who works at the shop has them. I know a lot of people who have them.
What if, like a 15-year-old girl got it tattooed on her forehead? How'd you feel about that?
Cool. Give her a knife, give her some acid, and say, point her at Westwood and go, kill.
That's weird that you asked that, because I've asked that to me before. I thought that when I first saw people, like several people having them. And I thought, Bill, what if everyone had one of those? Everyone. And I got scared because I learned in the Bible about the devil and stuff, and that everyone would have one of those 666s or whatever. And I just thought, I'll ask everyone, what if everyone had one? Who knows? I mean, people get things because they want them. But like, what if everyone looked the same? What if everyone had a black flag?
It's a weird trip. I've never seen any tattoo that widespread.
But we don't advocate something like that. It's just if people are into it, that's their freedom. You know?
Yeah, it's
you don't get a tattoo if you're not.
You're not part of the club. I mean, I don't have one any place. I mean, besides what Henry says, I just don't. I don't have one. It's not something.
Hey, Greg, back when the band first started out, were you consciously putting up black flag graffiti, or your fans putting up black flag graffiti so that you could get your name around?
We used to do it a lot. We just thought it was real cool. And then we had some friends that were into it, too. We did a lot of it, you know. We've kind of kicked back on that because there, you know, various police departments or whatever are really on to us at this point, so we're a little bit more careful about how we do things.
Yeah, we've seen black flag graffiti everywhere. It's on the steps of the Notre Dame Cathedral in France. It's on the Berlin Wall in Berlin. I've seen it everywhere.
Why do you think that Black Flag has become so famous out of all the bands in L.A.? What is it about Black Flag that has made it as popular as it is?
I think we're more famous than popular. I mean,
that's a good.
If you put
infamous,
us,
if you want to use if the you, word, yeah.
If you put us in the, I mean, we're not like our new album is not in the Billboard Top 200. You know, I mean, it went out with maybe, you know, no advertising and stuff, and people just kind of find out about it. We're not popular. Really, we are kind of famous. It's just the stuff that we do, we stick to it, you know, whether it has to do with certain, you know, politics or whatever that we've been involved in. Politics meaning just personal, dealing with different structures of society.
We're a little stubborn.
Etc. That just is very striking in this world or maybe this culture.
And there's another thing you might not have thought of. Maybe the music's just good. Yeah, I mean, like, we get some really different people coming to our shows. I mean, there's, like, psychologists come to our shows and, like, older couples.
I'm trying to analyze it.
Kids bring their parents to our shows and stuff. I was just in New York this summer after I flew out there to hang out on the East Coast for a week or so. And I saw Minor Threat up in New York, and this kid came up to me with his mom. And his mom told me that, like, Black Flag and letters I wrote to this kid kept him from like slashing his wrists and killing himself. Like he got one arm pretty good. And, you know, he would write me and I'd write him back, and, you know, and then I actually met this kid and his mom, and his mom was just like, you know, like, you're Henry, wow, you know.
Would you guys like to play the rest of your set right now?
Sure.
Yeah.
We've been listening to Black Flag.